Australian Indigenous languages are important for a variety of reasons. So firstly, they're really important for the communities themselves that identify and speak these languages. And this is because language is inextricably tied up with culture and history and identity, so that it's the vehicle through which all sorts of cultural traditions, songs, stories, oral histories are conveyed, but also knowledge about the natural world, about specialist knowledge about plant species, animal species. All of this comes through language, and it's an integral part of who we are as people and as a community. So for the communities themselves, the languages are very important. But more broadly, they're also very important for other reasons, because every language is a unique way in which the world is viewed and talked about and perceived. So every language represents one unique way in which humans can perceive the world and talk about it and conceptualise it. So from that perspective, every language is important, particularly Australian Indigenous languages, because they share, or they have a number of properties that are unusual across the world's languages, a number of linguistic features and properties that are unique or unusual. And so they're really important for linguists as well, in terms of our understanding of what human beings are capable of through language and what the range of variety is in language. Well, of course, I welcome anything at the national political level that will bring this issue to the centre stage and provide some recognition for the issue. And of course, any funding is better than no funding. But I think it's really important to remember that $9 million over the course of 12 months, which is my understanding of the announcement, is not really going to save 113 languages. So it's really important that the rhetoric not sort of get out of control here. I mean, it will enable us to do some work towards recording and working on some of these languages, but it really has to represent a very preliminary step in what really needs to be a long-term commitment, both financially and in terms of effort, in order to really, if we really want to make some positive impact. So one of the points that was made in the recent announcement is how important it is to have Indigenous languages within the school system. And I think this is absolutely the case, and I think it's unfortunate that in making this announcement, the government didn't take the opportunity to really come out strongly against the recent decision last year from the Northern Territory government to effectively scrap bilingual education programs in the Northern Territory. These bilingual programs are important not just for issues to do with maintaining Indigenous languages, but actually having bilingual education programs in these communities in the Northern Territory are really about educational rights for these children. So these programs are in communities where children don't speak English as their first language. Their first language is an Indigenous language, and they often come to school with almost very little or no English at all. So to put these children into an English-only context where they really have no chance of understanding what's going on right from the very beginning is just absolutely detrimental to their education. And all of the research shows that children do a lot better if they are first introduced to concepts like literacy and numeracy in their native language, in their mother tongue, and then transition into English. There's no doubt that we want the children to learn English, so it's not really about not teaching them English, but it's about what's best for them educationally. And it's really important that we fully fund and support bilingual programs in these communities.